So on that sort of that mentoring thing as well, what do you think upcoming coaches should look for in a mentor, as well as, do you think they should have a couple of mentors or just have the one, or what's your feeling on it?
I believe a couple of mentors is really, really good because from that, I think everyone has their own individual style. And I've grown to learn that in a lot of things to do with coaching, it's not just a right or wrong answer. There's different ways to do things. There's even different techniques you can teach, which could be right or could be wrong. It often depends on the individual swimmer. So I believe a couple of mentors is absolutely ideal because then I always think you can take the best from each person you see, bring it all together, and create your own thing with it, which is good.
Yeah, the reason why I'm smiling so much is because I think exactly the same. I completely agree with that. You sort of no coach is ever the same, and no kid is ever the same. And the way you might tell one of your swimmers to do a drill or prep for a race, I could come along and change two words in a sentence, and it might sink in, whereas with previous it might not with another person. So it's very interesting to sort of to hear that and to know, for example, I'm not the only one that thinks like that. So
Yeah, definitely.
do you think being an ex-swimmer yourself, do you think that is a good base? I mean, there's the old saying that people who do and people who can't teach. So do you think it's important to be an ex-swimmer to be a coach, or do you think
I think
you
it
can take it
helps
up?
initially. I think it helps initially, but I don't think it's vital. For instance, when you're getting into coaching, when you're learning about different training zones, for instance, aerobic, anaerobic, things like that, it makes a lot more sense once you've been doing it yourself. So it would be a lot easier to grasp initially if you were an ex-swimmer. I don't think it's essential. I think from there, even the coach who hasn't been in swimming themselves could grasp that, and they would, and they have. And then it's basically down to the drive of the coach and the nature of the coach, basically, from there. So I don't think it's essential at all. No, it does help initially, but not essential.
Fair enough. And what about, I've heard a lot of coaches try to, be a friend of the kids as well. Like, what's your aspect on that? Do you think are you there to be their friend, or are you there to be their conscious on steroids, so to speak? To be that dark voice in the back of the head that says, "Keep going, keep going." So, what's your sort of take on that?
I mean, first and foremost, it's quite funny. A line I always say is, I'm not here to be liked, I'm here to do a job. I do say that quite often. I do believe that is very, very true. At the end of the day, you are there to do a job, not to be their friends. But I believe in order to do that job, sometimes you do, in a way, have to not be their friends, but build a good relationship with them. Because there's a say, gets to where they don't like you, they wouldn't work for you. So therefore it's difficult to do your job and get the best out of them. So I believe, as well as being that firm person, that dark voice in the back of the head, I believe there's a balance as well. So as well as being this coach on full size, big on discipline, I also do talk to my swimmers quite a lot as well. For instance, just take an interest in their lives, just have a chat with them, have a bit of banter, have a laugh and a joke with them. And at good times, that lightens the mood and it makes it more enjoyable for them. So I believe that's part of the coach doing a job as well, making sure these are happy within the training environment and happy to work with the coach. And that in turn is part of getting the best out of the swimmer. So it is a combination of the two, really.
No, that's it's interesting to know. For example, my squad the other day, I say to them, "Look, guys, once I step inside the building and once you hop inside the water, that's it. I'm not your friend anymore for the next hour and a half. I am the voice inside your head that that tells you can do better. I am the voice that tells you can do that drill again. I am the voice that will, more or less kick you in the butt when you're not doing it properly, But saying that, I'm also the voice that will yell and scream and jump up and down and back you 100% to the hill. I will do everything I can within my power to help you guys out and do whatever you need. I'll back you. I'll even stick up for you in front of your parents, provided you're doing the right thing."
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids sort of stepped back when they heard me say that I'm not their friends, like, oh, hang on. And I think you need to set a line in the sand and say, yes, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to do this. I'm going to help you out. I'll talk to you down the street when I see you. I'll have a laugh and I'll have a play. But at the end of the day, you don't do the work, then that's sort of, you know what I mean? So
Definitely, yeah.
it's interesting to know that, a lot of what you're doing is very close to what I'm doing. I find it really cool. So
Yeah, that's good to know, yeah.
what excuse me. So with your progression and your coaching career, what are you looking forward to covering, and what other courses do you have to do? Like, what's your goal as a coach? Do you want to be an Olympic level coach, or are you just happy to stay at grassroots and getting kids into swimming, or what's?
I mean, I'd like to take gradual steps of progression. Whether that means being an Olympic level coach or not, I guess time will tell. But yeah, I'd like to take gradual progression. So, for instance, one progression I've taken at the moment is I've had a lot of experience coaching younger kids, which I'm going to continue to have in my current role as head coach as well. But also, I've also been offered some work at the University of Birmingham. So I'll be coaching one of their squads very soon as well, come the new season. So that will give me more experience with more senior swimmers and allow me to take that next step in my experience as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. So I just want to just keep growing, really. Just keep developing, yeah.
It's.
I look at it in the same way as swimmers, really. I always say to them, don't stop there, don't be satisfied, keep growing, keep developing. I apply that to myself as well in coaching.
It's good to know that you've got that next level for you to sort of achieve to and reach to as well. It's I think as a coach, I think you can get stagnant. I think if you do the same thing over and over and over again, then you do become, for lack of a better word, probably arrogant in your coaching methods as well, and just go, well, this has worked for me for the past 10 years. So, if it ain't broke, why fix it? It's whereas I try to think, well, if it ain't broke, you can still make it faster. But
Yeah,
that's sort of,
definitely.
my upbringing as well. So with your progression as a coach, you're obviously you get to that university level. It'll be interesting for you to, will you be able to use the resources of the university as well? Like, have they got their own sports department there that you can actually utilize? And if so, can you transfer that back to your current club?
Yeah, I'd like to think we could create a good relationship, definitely. I mean, I'm very lucky to be offered this role, actually, because there's literally a 50-meter pool being built at the university,
Yeah,
and
right.
that's when my role starts, so that is absolutely ideal.
Brilliant, yeah.
And it's not so much because of the link I've had, but our club will also have access to that 50-meter
Oh,
pool, so it's very good, yeah.
great. Okay. Well, we might just start wrapping it up if that's all right. So, put just with your coach's hat on again, what would be two things you would tell kids that are, at the age of, say, 10 or 12 that are looking to go into swimming? What would be two bits of advice you'd tell them if you had them, if you had 5 or 6 minutes with them?
Basically, I'd let them know that's a long journey, basically, and that everything they're doing now is to build them up to be the best they can be in the long term, to get them to GB level, international level, to get them as far as they can in the long term. And I'd let them know exactly what we're doing in order to achieve that. So I would really focus on the importance of every session to them, every skill, every stroke. Every turn is an opportunity to make the turn better. Perfect streamlining, everything is an opportunity to improve all of the time, every stroke, and I'll just really enforce to them how important it is to use those opportunities at that young age to get into good habits.
Yep. No, 100%. You got 100%, mate. Got me 100%. So, what would you say to other coaches as well? Like, if you could have, two topics that you'd really like to talk to other coaches about, what would they be?
On a similar note, really, it would be that, really. So one, for instance, just that quality that needs to be instilled. I always think why do something if you're not going to do it right? Why swim 24 meters down the length and then stop? You know, you finish these lengths, you make every single aspect of it count. So I'd really focus on the importance of that, driving good quality into swimmers every session, making sure they're making everything count. There'll be that, and there'd also be the psychological aspect as well, which is quite closely linked, to be honest with you, with what I've just discussed. But both the coach and the swimmer being in that frame of mind to achieve, basically, being that committed, that disciplined, that dedicated. The coach, I believe, has to set the standards. So, for instance, if a coach is going to hold themselves to quite poor standards in the way they coach and what they give to the swimmers, then the swimmers, in turn, are going to respond by giving to poor standards. If the coach holds themselves to a high standard, you know, with what they expect and what they do themselves on poor side, the quality of what they deliver, those swimmers will match that. And that frame of mind, particularly in young swimmers, will carry through, and it can only end in success.
Yep. Fantastic, mate. Thank you very much for your time. So I'll have a whole heap of information in the show notes. So, but in the meantime, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that if they want to speak with you about coaching or about your club or about what you're doing next? What would be the easiest way for them to get in contact?
They can contact me on LinkedIn or via email if they wish.
I'll put your email in the show notes as well, so that'll be there. So.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm also happy for my personal number to be available as well if people can contact me by mobile.
No worries. All right. Well, once again, thanks very much for your time.
That's fine.
I hope all the best in your career, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.